One Hope, 30 Daily Devotions for Overcoming Loneliness. Day 13, The Good Shepherd, My Refresher, by Dr. Mark Smith. Scripture passage, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Psalm 23, 1-3. A few years ago, an angry man rushed through the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam until he reached Rembrandt's famous painting, Night Watch. Then he took out a knife and slashed it repeatedly before he could be stopped. A short time later, a distraught, hostile man slipped into St. Peter's Cathedral in Rome with a hammer, and he began to smash Michelangelo's beautiful sculpture of the Pietà. Two cherished works of art were severely damaged. But what did officials do? Throw them out and forget about them? Absolutely not. Using the best experts who worked with the utmost care and precision, they made every effort to restore the treasures. Just like the officials in the story, God, the loving Good Shepherd, would never throw you out nor forget about you. You are His most treasured possession. He is relentless and will do whatever it takes to bring restoration to you. In the Hebrew language, the phrase, restores my soul, Psalm 23:3, has a special meaning. It means to bring back, restore, refresh, or repair. In his commentary, The Treasury of David, Charles Spurgeon helps us understand the heart of our Good Shepherd when he says, The same hand which first rescued us from ruin reclaims us from all our subsequent aberrations. He restores it to its original purity that was now grown foul and black with sin. For also, what good were it to have green pastures and a black soul? He restores it indeed to life that has grown quite dead. But to receive this restoration requires something on our parts. Notice the steps that precede the restoration in verses 1 and 2. The Good Shepherd calls us to trust Him, rest in Him, and surrender everything to Him. Surrendering everything requires handing Him our fears, relationship problems, life situations, and our daily needs. When we give Him our fears, His presence is there. When we have friction in our relationships, He is ready to bring reconciliation. When unforeseen problems occur, He will be with you. When we worry about our basic needs, He is capable of providing. By surrendering, we will be able to lie down and find true rest. Then He can and will restore us, bring us back, refresh us, repair us. Are you willing to let Him? After the Good Shepherd has restored you because of who He is, He desires to lead you. He does not yell at you or force something on you. Rather, the Good Shepherd softly whispers to you and invites you to join Him on a path He calls the path of righteousness, Psalm 23:3. This is not any random pathway, but an entrance into His rest. It is a path He leads you down as He moves away the debris of your brokenness. It is a path He walks in front of and helps you step over the fallen limbs of your struggles. This is the path He holds your hand on as He guides you around the boulders of your heartache. As we walk along this path with the Good Shepherd, we will be strengthened not only to walk, but to run reflect upon the following. Let's go back to an earlier question in the devotion. Are you willing to let Him restore you, to restore your soul? What will you have to surrender to the Good Shepherd to find His path of righteousness and the rest that He offers you? Consider taking the following action steps. Today, or before the end of the week, go for a walk. This could be in your neighborhood, a local shopping center or mall, in the woods, and so on. Pray as you walk. Ask the Lord, the Good Shepherd, for His help in restoring you. He is ready. One Hope is a production of North Carolina Baptist Aging Ministry. NCBAM is a ministry of Baptist Children's Homes of North Carolina.